Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertiser.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So we got a lot to get to today. It is Thursday. Wow, this week is absolutely flying. But I want to talk about a few things today, starting with, Jen, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know that we reported it yet. But they have uncovered and now revealed the Epstein suicide note.
I heard about this. That? Yes, so yes.
I am sticking to my tinfoil hat on this. There's no way that he killed himself, number one. No way that's a real note. And I think the guy's still alive. How about that?
Wow, you packed a lot in that sentence. Bam,
that's it.
Look at you.
Yeah, I think this
you
is
never
just
did
a
think that, though, right?
I never thought. I didn't believe this the minute it came out. You're telling me this guy who is involved in a sex trafficking ring, according to the charges.
Yeah.
Involved with every politician from Bill Clinton to Donald Trump to senators and governors
musicians,
and members.
Everybody.
All of a sudden, you're telling me he wrote a one-page note and hung himself in a cell. And during a half-hour period where, wait, hold on, the video surveillance went down and the guards fell asleep. Get the hell out of here. There's no way that happened. And now here's what I read. This is what got me this morning.
Yeah.
So apparently the suicide note, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. Well, I think they did make it up, actually. The suicide note was found by a former cop who was accused and convicted later of killing four people. He was Epstein's roommate. So here's this high-profile guy that could take down international leadership.
Yeah.
And they jail him with some ex-cop who's accused of killing some people. And he found the note. This is how the story
the
goes.
The roommate. Okay.
I like roommate. The roommate. They were roommates.
We'll go with that.
So his alleged cellmate found the note a week before Epstein killed himself because it was allegedly in connection with a prior attempt. So the story goes that Epstein tried to hang himself.
Yeah.
And he failed. He screwed it up.
Right.
But he left a note. Epstein said he didn't try to kill himself, but the cellmate attacked him. This is the story.
This is
we're
very
supposed to
odd,
buy.
Right?
It's
I
very
know.
Odd.
There's a lot of
all
things
this,
going on.
All this coming out now, get out of here. I don't buy any of it. I think Epstein's still alive. I think it is in one massive government cover-up. And I think, you know, it'll be 10 years and we'll be like, oh, yeah, remember that guy Epstein? Yeah. The CIA did the whole thing. That's what I expect to come out.
There's a lot of convenience that happened that led around the death. The video, the guards. What guard falls asleep when you're watching this high profile?
It's so
guy, right?
Stupid.
And then
it's so stupid.
And then weren't you telling me the cellmate was he had a cellmate but was re, the
well
cellmate
right?
Was
so
removed,
Epstein
right?
accused the cellmate, according to the report,
right,
of attacking him.
Right.
Said I didn't try to kill myself. He assaulted me.
Yeah.
So the cellmate denied it, but they separated them, I guess. They put them in different cells.
And then he, quote-unquote, died.
And then
after,
then he killed himself a week later. I'm so sick of it. I think that there's a story for everything, and it's just so hard to wrap your head around. Like, I don't even understand. I don't even know the depth of it, why they had to come up with this whole ruse. But there's just no way I buy it. I don't think I'm alone in that.
I don't think you're alone in that. I don't know what to believe because I see where you're going with it 100%. Like, there's a lot of holes in this, but.
So many.
I don't know. I honestly could say I don't know.
Like, it, nobody wanted a trial with this guy.
No.
So it really, it raises the question, though, why not just kill him? Like, why the whole, and I think, I have an answer for that. I'll answer my own question. They also wanted to pretend they had really scored a victory against human trafficking. Look at us.
100%.
We
sure.
took down the bad guy.
Right, of course.
And now let's eliminate the bad guy.
Right.
And meanwhile, I have always asked this question. If there was this elaborate island set up to bring in young women with all these high-end, rich guys, politicians, how were there no other arrests? Every time they take down a mob boss, there are like 12 guys that get arrested. They go and take the whole, the bartender is in cuffs. That like they seize them, they take them all.
That's not a good point, Bill.
Right?
I know.
Where are the guys that were flying the plane? You know, the flight attendants. The everyone's a victim. Nobody saw anything.
Right.
I don't buy it. So I think they used
this. But you think
this.
He's alive? You think he's
I do. I think he's alive.
Okay. Or you think they killed him? All right.
Well, either. I don't know. He could be alive because that was the deal. Let's not forget. He was arrested, I think it was, 8 or 9 years earlier.
Yep.
And they let him out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All right. Let's,
all right. Well, if Epstein, if you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jeff. That's right. Jeff, if you're listening, give us a call at 1-800-283-101.5. All right. Prophet, you'll be first on the other side of traffic and weather coming up next, 6:15.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
6:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So, as I said, a lot to get to today, but I thought I'd start with the ridiculous story about the Epstein suicide note. I don't even know if I'm a conspiracy theorist on this. I kind of feel like most people don't think he killed himself. I'm probably unique thinking that he's still alive, but I think I'm just so sick of government lies, and I think you are too. Like, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of being thrown from side to side. It's like watching the news is like a tennis match, right? Your head back and forth. Like, oh, look over here. No, wait, look over here. And it's constant, and it's all bad news. And it's all designed to get a reaction from you. And I think this Epstein thing was absolutely, totally set up for you to feel good that your government was actually cracking down on sex trafficking. But I don't buy it. I don't buy it at any level because sex trafficking, human trafficking is still absolutely wildly rampant. It's one of the big concerns I have about the FIFA World Cup coming here. I think it's a horrible idea that FIFA is coming to Jersey. And, you know, I think we would want nothing to do with that. But that said, are you with me on this conspiracy theory that Epstein's still alive? Let's go to Prophet in Mattawan. Morning.
Good morning. The guy's dead. You know, he's gone.
How do you know?
You know, the guy hung himself. Okay, so be it. If he's alive, he's either in Florida living his life or in Montana under Witsick. It's like I tell my nieces and nephews when they do something stupid. Come on, man, really? Just let it go. Old man moment.
What it is, Prophet? I just don't buy anything the government's selling anymore. I just don't buy it. You know, I feel like there's every single thing. Watch what's coming. Are you hearing the news drip about the hantavirus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming next. All of a sudden, they're going to convince you that this rodent carried disease, which is nearly impossible to spread human to human unless you are in close contact exchanging bodily fluids. They're going to convince people that we have a huge problem, and there'll be a vaccine, there'll be mandates. It's one thing after the other. And you know what I really want is for government to just be out of the picture. Leave us alone. Let us live our lives and build our communities and raise our families. And I think that's the problem. And unfortunately, big headlines impact us. And that's a shame. That's my issue. But you don't think it's remotely possible that the government is lying about this?
It's the government. What do you expect?
There you go. Thanks, Prophet. Have a good rest of your day, man. All right. I love his accent. Come on with his nieces and nephews. Anyway, I don't think I'm alone in this at all. What's your favorite conspiracy theory that that you've heard? Whether it's from UFOs to COVID to Epstein, because I am just at a point now where every news story I hear, I immediately say, how could they be making this up or lying about it? And that's a shame. It's like we talk about how the credibility of the medical community got destroyed during COVID. Well, I think the credibility of the news has been destroyed over the past 5 or 6 years. It's you know, you hear it, and how many of you take anything you hear these days at face value? Or are you like me? The first thing I do is think about the conspiracy angle of it, and then I walk it back thinking, okay, maybe this could be true. And it's what's led me to question every single thing, whether it's coming from the Trump White House or the Biden administration or the Republican Party or the Democrats. I don't buy it, because today everyone has an agenda. And it's one of the reasons why I think we have to take a long look at how certain groups advertise and how those groups can be influential over the kind of reporting that is done. And we've seen this happen. We saw it happen during COVID. We're going to see it again during Hantavirus, which is the next show that is premiering soon. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 627 is the time. Jen Ercillo with your news next. .638 on New Jersey 101.5. Let's jump right back into it. So am I alone in this, or are you with me? Not only did Epstein not kill himself, which is just absurd because they want you to believe he hung himself in his cell. Now they're telling us that they are releasing the suicide note. I don't buy it. You're telling me that guards fell asleep, the cameras went out? Get out of here. I don't believe any of that, but I also go a step further because, you know me, if we're gonna give me an inch, I'm gonna take a yard. I think he's still alive. Let's start with Charlie in Woodbridge. What's going on, Charlie? Morning.
Hi, good morning, Phil. I just want to let you know I went up to Mayor Gallagher's human trafficking last night.
Oh, tell me. My assistant Rosebeth was there. I couldn't make it last night. I heard it was super impactful and really jarring with this kind of thing that are still going on. And Charlie, that was my point. Human trafficking is an enormous problem that you really have to pay attention to. What did you get out of it, Charlie?
I agree 100%. I just want to say that Mayor Gallagher really assembled a great bunch of leaders.
Yeah.
And leaving there last night, I have a lot of faith that all law enforcement agencies are really working together to combat human trafficking. And he really runs a great meeting. And I was super energized after I left that last night.
Charlie, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm hoping to get some video from Ace, and I want to get the links up on NJ1015.com. I'm probably going to get that up tomorrow, because people have to realize with all the theater happening, this is the problem with government. They put on the show. They let you think they got the bad guy. The big bad wolf is done. Epstein's dead. Don't worry. Meanwhile, you've got 13, 14, 15-year-old kids being taken out of their communities and turned into sex slaves around the world. And this happens at a higher rate around big events like the Super Bowl, like the World Cup. And we are bringing this right into our backyard. I am a rare voice that is totally opposed to FIFA coming to New Jersey. But now that it's coming, there's nothing we can do about it. I want to make sure that you've got leaders like Ace Gallagher who are being empowered, because you're spot on, Charlie. They are addressing the situation. Simple things like house parties. They are drugging these kids at house parties, and all of a sudden, your 15-year-old kid's gone. Where'd she go? And
That's right. It's
very, very scary to think about it. You got to watch your kids. I'm going to tell you something. Your kids, The under 21 crowd is where you got to watch, because they're not going to bars, they're not going to the club, they're going to the parties, and you don't know what kind of crap is being passed around at these parties. Be very mindful this summer with your teens. And
absolutely.
So thanks, Charlie. I'm going to have the post up probably by tomorrow, and but I'll let you know. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate you, Charlie. Let's go to Peter in Piscataway. What's going on, Peter?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
So,
what do you want to say?
I got to tell you, me and you got one thing in common. We both can't stand Bruce Springsteen. I call him Loose Lee Spring because that's what he sounds like. But anyway.
Peter, I'm not following that. Wait, say that again. You call him what?
So, Loose Leaf Spring, like on your car, a loose leaf spring when you're going down a road.
All right, I got it. Is that a comment like he's kind of old and broken? Yeah. I'm with you. All right.
Yeah, old and broken.
That's it. I think that's it. There's a very niche market that would understand that joke. But I got you. I got you, man. All right. So
anyway,
not a Springsteen fan for sure.
Yeah, not for sure. But anyway, so, you know, even with this the government lying about everything. What happens is they have all these billionaires buy these boats that got all the oil on. They sit in the middle of the ocean there in international waters. They tell you that they can't get through the strait, but they blew up their army. So I don't see how they can't, you know, let the boats through the strait. And then these guys wait till it goes up to 170, you know, 170 dollars a barrel.
So you think this whole blockade, the whole war, all just a scheme?
It's just a bunch of, you know what I'm
Well, you know,
about.
Peter, you're not the first to say it. I have been questioning and asking this, why now? You know, we've been hearing from Netanyahu and Israel for two decades about Iran having a nuclear capability. And there are clips going around online, and they've really gone viral, where, you know, Netanyahu over 20 years has been quoted as saying they're 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon. So why now? Yeah. That's the longest 2 weeks I've ever really heard. But I'm also not opposed to taking out these scumbag terror-sponsoring regimes. The problem is this one's taken way too long. I think the challenge is we are not afraid of regime change in this country. We'll go and do it and take you out in 24 hours if we need to. Look at Maduro in Venezuela. The challenge here is you're now, we don't know who we're even negotiating with. So there are a lot of problems with how this thing is going to wrap up. And quite honestly, I think, Peter, they have had a plan the whole time. They're just not letting us know because they haven't decided how to take credit for it yet. So we're going to see. We're going to see. And I think Trump is smart in one sense that he hasn't figured out how this is going to land. And I think he wants to time it with the midterms. The problem is that decisions like that cost average everyday people an arm and a leg to buy fuel. It costs the lives of, you know, a couple dozen of our service members. I don't think anybody wants to see a return to what we did in the Iraq War. And unfortunately, we're at a level now where, you know, Peter, you kind of speak volumes. Like, I just don't trust anything the government's telling us, even if I support the guy who's in there. Just don't trust it.
I can't even watch the news. When I watch the news, I got to turn it off because it's just a bunch of baloney.
Here's what you watch. You got to you listen to in the morning because I'm going to give you the straight scoop, and watch me on Newsmax because same thing. I make sure that every story I report, I'm there hours before vetting and fact checking and making sure that there are sources that I can point to so I can sleep at night knowing that I'm reporting the facts. Thanks, Peter. Have a great rest of your day. Do I have time? No, I don't. So, EJ, Andrea, hang in there. I'll be right back. All right, what's your best conspiracy theory? And are you with me? Epstein's still alive. Come on. Convince me he's not. Good luck. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Andrea, EJ, hang in there. I need to clarify something, Kathy and producer Thomas. Our last caller, Peter.
Oh, no.
Was describing boats that sit in the ocean.
S-I-T.
S-I-T.
That's, okay. All right.
So there was no H in that word.
No H.
But we all looked at each other thinking that we may have had to dump that call.
The boats sit.
Did you think the same thing?
I don't like when people say sit.
Yeah.
Because obviously they don't have crystal clear connection like they would. When you say sit, they know you're saying
you
sit.
Can hear me say
but when,
sit.
When they're on the phone on this show,
sometimes it sounds like another word.
100% crystal clear. So it could be misconstrued.
I wonder if anyone else heard it the way
that
you
was
and I
our
did.
Concern.
Yes. Exactly.
And Kathy looked at me and because we've had this. People have said the S word, the F bomb.
And it's borderline.
And if it's unclear. I think if we go to the tape, maybe what we'll do is we'll pull that and play that later. Yeah, would you mind? Because right. I think we should play that and let's and see if anybody else heard what we heard.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it.
I'll get that to you after the 7 o'clock.
All right, that'll be good. Thank you, Producer funny. Thomas. The other thing, just a housekeeping thing for all of you and for everyone listening. I talked to, let's just call the boss, Sam, the other day, because that's his name. And we're going to turn the cameras back on.
Oh, boy.
Now, here was the debate that we had. And it was a conversation we had that the reason we don't have the show live streaming on video is no one's here to switch it.
That's what I assumed.
So what camera, right? Like they're not automatic. So I suggested that camera in the back corner, which sprays the whole room. So yeah. Now, right? So I don't know how it will work, if it's going to go to Facebook or YouTube, but we will have a video accompaniment to the show. I'm hoping as early as Monday.
Everyone gets to see me now running in and out of the studio.
Yes.
Like a madman.
Yes.
As well.
So I'm just letting you know, everybody, you know, comb your hair, you know.
To be fair, he's not the only one that runs in and
put
out,
on a
frankly.
Shirt, right?
Yes.
So I will be dressed the same. My sloppy morning.
I didn't think you would change.
Attire. No, I'm not going to change for the cameras. All right. Excellent. And I just wanted to clear that up, let everybody know. So caller Peter said the word sit, not anything that needed to be dumped. All right. The question on the table is, what conspiracy theory are you buying into? Two things that are coming your way. One, I am not buying at any level that this suicide note is legitimate, that Epstein killed himself. I don't even believe Jeffrey Epstein is dead. That's how far I'm down the rabbit hole on this. And the second thing is, wait for it. You heard it here first. The next thing coming at you is hantavirus. They're going to convince you that even though this is a super rare disease, virus that is spread by contact with rodent waste, feces, and urine, and in very rare circumstances, the Andes version found in South America can be spread human to human, but only after prolonged contact and exchange of bodily fluids. So this is not anything you should be concerned about. Well, unless you're, well, let's just leave that right there. But you are going to hear governments starting to beat the drumbeat. The World Health Organization did a press conference on it. The headlines are there. Follow the money. You know it's going to be some big pharma outfit that has something they got to market. And this is another money grab. So just be aware. And I'm telling you now, don't fall for it. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 656 is the time. Jen Ursula with your news next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. It'll 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. The Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app sponsors Chime Time every morning. We want to thank them. So talking about the Epstein suicide note and this whole idea of what conspiracy theory that you buy into, it's really amazing. You know, Jen, I don't remember ever thinking about conspiracy theories. Until COVID. Like, COVID was such a world reset, right? Like, you never,
I love conspiracy theories.
Well, I love them when they turn out true. That's the ridiculous thing. I think that there are so many things. I remember people talking about the Kennedy assassination and, you know, how
that's a huge one.
How ridiculous the claims were that the CIA could have been involved and knew about it. Then you find out, oh, they did know about it and right. were likely involved. And you're like, oh, let's just move past that one. So I don't know. I'm concerned about the news reporting on the Hantavirus. That's starting to creep up. And I want people to know that, having done a little research on this, the Hantavirus is found in South America, carried by rodents.
Yep.
And it's kind of like the conversation we had yesterday about getting rid of the raccoons in your attic. You don't want rodents pooping and peeing in your house.
No.
That's just a, we should live, that should just be a basic rule.
Right. A basic, even if there was, even if this did not exist, you don't want that.
You don't want that no matter what.
No, it's gross.
But that's how the virus is transmitted in South America. But then they're saying, well, wait a minute, 3 people died on this boat and they're very worried that this was human to human transmission. So I dug a little deeper.
Yeah.
The human to human transmission is the Andes strain of the virus, also mm-hmm. incredibly rare. But then you find out that the way it's transmitted is through long-term close proximity and exchange of bodily fluids. Now, I realize the way I say that sounds gross, but I mean kissing someone for an extended period of time.
So, right, you're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it bumping into somebody on the street.
Right.
So here's where I'm annoyed and the reason I'm bringing this up. A lot of the accounts, and by the way, if I unfollow you today, it's because you said something stupid.
Oh,
I'm just putting that out
right.
there. I'm now unfollowing a lot of these conservative accounts on social media because they are buying into this absurdity. They're trying to be smart. So they're so desperate to attack government mm-hmm. that they want to pretend that they're being smart. So they're saying things like, how dare you let this Hantavirus ship let everybody off and go back to their respective countries? I'm like, well, first of all, if somebody's got it, you can send him home. You're not going to get it.
Right.
And even the pictures on the boat
right.
are people, they're not wearing gloves.
Yep.
They're wearing masks because that is the virus theater, just so we're clear. The mask does not work, does not do anything. The surgical mask was designed for doctors to not let their spit get into your open body cavity. Or to prevent your blood from splashing up into their mouth.
Right, right.
So was not ever designed to stop an airborne pathogen. So let's.
But it looks good.
But it looks good. Right. It looks like you're doing something.
Right.
So I'm worried that we've got people that are going to buy into this and fuel the fear. And what we're going to find out later is that one of these big companies has a vaccine. I'll bet it's already ready.
Of course, yes.
It's amazing. It is just amazing to me.
And Hantavirus, we were talking about, that's the virus that Gene Hackman's wife died from. But they had rodents in the house.
Right. It's not a surprise.
That's what she died from, right?
Right, that's a concern. Like, that house, have they torn it down? Have they gutted it?
Oh, yeah, remember how gross it was? They found all this.
Isn't that sad?
It was so sad. It's like this you know, world-renowned actor that everybody respected, and just, you would think that they would live in this palace, and no.
You start to find out about people, and you'd be surprised. People are not who they appear to be in film and TV. I can tell you that. Which is one of the reasons, watch this segue, boom, right back to the camera in the studio.
See?
You want to see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So you're going to see the reality of the Henley and the ripped vest and the hat that I wear every morning. And the, Kathy, yes.
But there won't be audio during the breaks, right?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I don't know that.
Ooh, that would be dangerous.
That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah, so we may have to be. Let's assume there is.
We'll never make it. Look at Thomas.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know. Thomas, maybe producer Thomas will find that out. Find out if the audio is only through the broadcast.
Like, when the mics are off, are they truly off?
I don't know. I don't trust that. I'm going to say don't trust that. So let's assume it is. Now, here's the good news. The YouTube is not governed by the FCC.
Yeah, but still.
I'm just pointing out that if...
it's not only the language, it's the content.
I think we're going to have to be very mindful that Monday we should make an assumption that we are on camera and audio broadcast to anybody that's got a computer or a phone.
We're in trouble.
We could be in trouble. Remember that we're not living in the past. The video and the audio doesn't go back in time. So starting now, let's not say anything. I mean, other than what we do on the air. I just want to be careful about it because I think it's you know, we should be aware.
Sure.
Right. Anyway, how did I get there from Hantavirus?
I don't know what you did.
You actually got us there because of the Gene Hackman thing. It's people are all surprised.
Yes.
Don't be surprised. People who broadcast are real people. People who act on screen are real people. They have real lives. They do stupid things, and you shouldn't be shocked. But I know people are. So anyway, we're going to go behind the scenes with New Jersey 101.5. I hope on Monday. I'm gonna follow up on that. All right, 7:16. Sorry, EJ, Andrea. I will get to you guys first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, let's do it. Let's go to EJ, who's on 287. Thank you for your patience,
EJ. Good morning.
What do you got?
How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Look.
You sure?
I'm born in the very early 60s. I'm just getting paperwork from the quarry that I just came out of.
Got it.
So we've had conspiracy theories throughout my whole life.
Right.
And the one I'm talking about now is the high-flying spraying that they're trying to...
Well, how about that? Chemtrails was... Everybody thought Jim Gerhardt was crazy. He's like, no, they're spraying chemicals. They're like, no way. You guys are nuts. Meanwhile, it's true. I know. It's crazy.
True. When we were kids, and it used to be like, well, if you see an X in the sky, it's doomsday. So that was when we were like 8. So what I can't understand, what people don't understand is contrails dissipate.
Yes.
Like maybe a couple of inches behind the plane as we are looking at it, not physically.
You can watch the contrail dissipate because it's a reaction to the atmosphere and the air and the moisture and the different temperatures. And that's right. Here's the problem, EJ, that the minute someone comes at you on the chemtrail thing, they act like you are a complete idiot because you don't know what a contrail is. And I'm like, no. Both can exist. It's the same thing with the climate change crazies. The climate is always changing. I object to your solution of communism in order to stop the temperature from rising because that doesn't work. And that's the thing that we have to get down to the nuances of this and say, look, I don't know what the hell they're spraying. Now we know there's aluminum, silver particles, all these things in some attempt to create more moisture and create more rain and all they are experimenting with how to manipulate the weather. And the reality is they've been doing it for a long, long time. Now it's documented. And I said this early on. I said, you tell me there's no chemtrails. Why is Tennessee and New Hampshire banning it then? What are they banning?
Right. But here's the other thing. It's not just that. It's to reflect the sun back.
Yeah, it's so... It's
the atmosphere.
Because if
they left the sunlight alone, it would go ahead and evaporate, you know, the oceans like it does. It does and make clouds. But remember back in the day, it was the depleted ozone layer,
mm-hmm.
right? The fluorocarbons, no more hairspray, no more this. And this. And the months are changing. So now February, now March is February. Okay,
you know,
April
it's really,
is March.
I have said this.
June.
Part of the problem is, and I've been reading this, that we should actually be on a 13-month calendar given the
correct
the actual rotation of the sun and or the of the earth and how we revolve around the sun. So I think that's part of the problem, that you see a shift over time because we have arbitrarily made up a calendar that is convenient to what we're doing. I mean, this goes back to the Romans.
Yeah, the Romans.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the
but
Romans.
But I would love a 13-month calendar, and I think each day has, 28 days, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, got to jump, EJ.
1 month has 28.
Yeah. Have a great rest of your day, man. Appreciate you reminding me about chemtrails. All right, Andrea, hang in there. You'll be first on the other side of the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, so I'm getting the looks over here. All of a sudden, Jen and Jill, Jill, you noticed it first. Kathy, you didn't even...
I can't see you because of the monitors.
Right,
you
so Jill comes
very
in.
Well.
Here's what happened. I have a bandage on my finger. And I didn't say anything when I came in.
You didn't mention it at all.
I didn't mention it. I'm just like, you know what?
Totally buried the lead this
but morning. But I should have known Jill was going to be like, what happened?
Because nothing to see here. Just this big globbed up bandage wrapped on the tip of my finger.
Yeah, it's
finger
not even wrapped
with, like,
right.
Gauze underneath.
Well, I had to use one hand. It's just me.
You could have gone to a hospital.
Well,
you could.
Here's the thing.
Urgent care,
so,
something.
Here's the thing.
It's, you know what? Blame it all on his eating habits.
Yes.
It all goes back to this.
It goes back to that.
It
so,
does.
So here's what happened. I've got mushrooms left from the Amish market. And Jody cooked some chicken and left chicken breasts so that me and Maureen, because I've got a crazy week and I'm coming back late. She's mm-hmm. like, you guys could just have that, heat it up. Anyway, she
also
left it. She's away.
Also from the Amish market, he has a perfectly... just sharpen.
Okay.
Well, we're getting there. Hold on.
The Amish market will sharpen the blades. I think they do it for like $2 a blade. It's really it's a great deal.
Yeah.
And they know what they're doing. They're cutting meat. They're cutting bones. The knives that I collected from the Amish market are super sharp.
Super sharp.
So I see the mushrooms
like butter.
And I see the chicken and I'm like, why not? I had time. We did a couple of things for the different shows, and I'm like, I've now got like 2 hours. What am I going to do?
You earned a segment.
I earned a segment. So I'm like, I'm going to make a cream sauce, mushroom and chicken pasta.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Butter. Came out great. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I decided at the last minute it needed a little color, so I had some parsley in the fridge.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I'm gonna add the parsley in. I was done. The mushrooms were almost done.
Couldn't leave it alone.
I had the chicken already in the cream sauce. The milk didn't break. I had my raw milk, my raw cream. The sauce didn't break. It was perfectly smooth. All good.
Kumbaya.
By the way, discovered that cornstarch, check your cornstarch. I had to throw away all the cornstarch that was in our cabinet because it said made with a bioengineered ingredient.
Oh my God.
And cornstarch, if you look at it, it's a thickening agent. You can use it in sauces. It has one ingredient, cornstarch.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's bioengineered one ingredient, the whole thing was made in a lab. Anyway, I threw it away. So you got to check your cornstarch. You want organic cornstarch. Anyway, that's aside.
Circle back.
So this was where my brain was at. I was on the organic cornstarch. I'm like, I got to throw away the cornstarch. I now have to tell Jody that I threw away
all the cornstarch. So it's
the cornstarch's
fault he's about to tell
it's
you.
Really Bill Gates' fault.
Oh, brother.
Because he's manipulating all these foods. So I go and now I'm on a jihad. I'm looking at ingredients. I'm throwing things away. But I have to take a list. So I'm like, mental note. Don't throw all this stuff away. That Jody's going to come back next week and be like, where are all my cooking products? And I literally fill the trash can. I'm like, nope, can't eat this. Can't.
Oh my
So I get the knife. I'm like, I got to chop the parsley, add it in. And I did this quick. Like, I don't know why
angry.
I was
moving. You're angry at the products in the house.
Yes.
So you're angrily chopping.
So I'm holding the bunch and chop, 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 boom. Right through my nail. And so it...
With
cut
the sharpened
the tip,
knife from the Amish market.
The right side of my finger. So it created like a flap, like a lid. Yeah. So meanwhile, I had to throw away the parsley. Because
I'm
like,
I was gonna say,
is there a piece of my finger now in this?
Well, yeah.
You could have killed the whole recipe too. Thank God it didn't get in the, dish.
Thank God it was the last thing.
Yeah.
So I threw the parsley away. I put the knife in the sink, cleaned it. But now... it's bleeding because your fingers, but why do they bleed so much?
Fingers bleed a lot and you wanted to add color and you would have.
I would have.
The green.
So instead of, so what I did was I just closed it like you close a lid and I taped it.
Did you put Neosporin on it?
I did.
Oh,
I put Neosporin.
Or the peroxide.
I put Neosporin, a Band-Aid, and I have this waterproof tape and I just wrapped it. Now, I think I wrapped it too tight because it was really throbbing. Well, no, this is the wrap from this morning.
Okay.
What time? 4 o'clock this morning.
I'm doing a wrap again, and I did not do a very good job, as you can see.
Is that the waterproof tape?
This is the waterproof tape with the gauze because I couldn't find the Band-Aids.
So from the hardware section,
does Jody know this?
Yes. No, I didn't
she
tell
does
her.
Now, she's
I
listening.
Talked to her.
No, she's on the West Coast.
She's
slaying,
on the West Coast, so it's only four.
I know.
Right.
She could
it's
have
not
the
even
app.
5 in the morning yet, so she's asleep, not listening to this right now.
This
which is
goes
good.
To prove my point. You cannot be left alone.
I should have ordered out. Now, the good news is the cream sauce was so good. I'm writing about it, and I've got pictures. I took a video.
Well, of your finger? You should, I hope
well,
you have a video
and
of
the parsley, thankfully, I was smart about separating it. Mm. So I was able to go back in and chop more, so yeah. So the recipe was complete. But no, my buddy Tommy's doctor, he's like, look, if that, because I've done this before. And
you can actually use
super glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said the medical stuff is, that's what they're doing. They're gluing you back together. So I didn't think I needed glue, but it's still bleeding. So
right
I'll
now,
figure that
like
out
right now,
home.
As
well,
you're speaking,
well, I don't. No, I'm not bleeding through. You would see it on the gauze if it was still bleeding.
I think you need to go get it checked out just to make sure you don't get it.
No, you know what I always do? I always have that bottle of peroxide in the house.
Ooh.
I love it. You pour it over it.
I did that this morning.
Bubbles up. Oh,
when I took the Band-Aid off this morning, I did that because it was all white.
Yes,
that was,
right.
It was so gross looking.
It's all clammy.
And it was still bleeding, but I think it's stopped now. Anyway.
So if you're having breakfast, bon appetit.
Yeah, thank you. But I think, you know, home care is important. You have to be able to fix yourself. What's I going to do? Is it going to go to a walk-in?
Yes, you could have.
Here's the disclaimer, though. I'm having a hard time typing this post. Because I don't have the use of my index finger on my left hand.
It's your left finger.
So I'm trying to type two hands with my index finger pointing
up. It's not easy, right?
No.
I could see Bill looking at the Neosporin. All right, ingredients. Seed oil, can't use it on my finger.
Well, I'm not eating it, so I, you know.
It doesn't matter. It goes into my body.
That's going in your body,
yes,
Bill.
There is a case for using medicines. Like, seed oil has a place, lubricating engines. All good.
Okay.
All right.
It's squeaky doors.
We're learning so much.
Body is an engine. Learning
but it's not good in your body. Anyway, it is 7:45. Let's talk about that. Have you had a home injury? And what's the dumbest thing you've done, cutting off a limb or a finger? Or I no longer use a chainsaw just because I just know I need to be careful there. What about you? And what have you done to... self-medicate at home. Not talking about hitting the liquor cabinet. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:46 is the time. Traffic with the next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So, little home health remedy. Some waterproof tape and a little gauze, a little Neosporin. Back to normal. The knife was pretty sharp, though. Let's go to Kai in Homedale. Hey, Kai, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. So you want to talk about super glue in home health care. Tell me.
You know, I was so glad to hear you mention super glue. I've been using it since I went to college, and we would slice our fingers open with X-Acto knives constantly, and we would just super glue the incision. So when I lived in Long Island City, this was 2014, I had a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old, and I was cooking dinner, and I chopped the side of my thumb off. And what am I supposed to do? I'm in a high rise on Center Boulevard, so I got out the super glue and I just held it over the bleeding finger after peroxide, of course, and it glued the finger shut, and about 2 weeks later, the glue blob fell off. But, I mean, it saved me an emergency trip, and all was well.
I mean, pre-COVID, I would not have even thought to do any home health care. I would have called the doctor. And my friend Tommy, who's a doc, he's like, no. He's like, what do you think we're using?
Super glue.
Right. That's what they're using. They just, you know, put fancy labels on it. But effectively, it's super glue. But you're right with the peroxide. You got to kill whatever's in there first. You got to get the bacteria under control. And I did. I put the peroxide on, the Neosporin, clamped it up, taped it, done. I did not, it wasn't big enough to need the glue this time because it was just a little tiny, really a tip on the end with between the nail and the finger. So it, my guess is it will heal and probably the extra, what I injured will fall off and my finger will just be a little bit awkwardly shaped. Which is fine.
Yeah, and it's annoying to have an index finger out of commission, and you had so the glue annoying. If you needed it, so you've probably helped several people. They're going to go get super glue, and they'll have it if they need it, because, you know, in my situation, what am I supposed to do with, you know, tiny kids and call an ambulance, you know, for a tip of the finger that I cut off? It would have been a whole scene.
Right.
So the super glue really came to my rescue.
Yeah, you saved yourself hours and hours. You saved yourself money on, right, on babysitting. I mean, I think you're right, Kai. I think that too many people, like, at first hint, when you hear it, you're like, wait, that sounds crazy. You super glued yourself back together. But then you think about what they're doing at the hospital. You think of it, it's not that crazy. It's actually normal. And I wonder how many people could solve a problem before they have the mad scene of rescue. I mean, when my mother-in-law had her heart attack, I mean, there were seven people in my house. It was, now that was, you know, at that point, I didn't want to drive her in because I thought we got to get somebody in the house who has medical training. That was different. But I'm thinking if you had called rescue, how many people would have shown up for your finger? You'd have three guys in the house, four guys in the house, and chaos. And
chaos,
then, right?
Yes.
And then still,
and money,
what do you do with your
time.
Kids? Yeah, all of it. I love it. Kai, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks,
you have a great rest of your day. Always good to talk to you. All right, Greg, hang in there, Greg. I really want to talk to you about herbal medicine, but I've got a doc coming on. Dr. Huber's coming on to talk about medical freedom and her unique way of treating cancer patients, and I want to bring that to you. So, Greg, if you have patience, I will get to you after her. 7:57. Jenner Silla with your news next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Casino Online Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Okay, so we were talking earlier, and we've had this as a conversation for many years, certainly since the nightmare of the COVID lockdowns, about medical freedom and the choices for moms and dads to make decisions on behalf of themselves and their kids. Joining me now, Dr. Colleen Huber. She is a naturopathic medical doctor in Tempe, Arizona. And I asked her to come on to talk about two things. One, there's a medical freedom bill moving through the government in Arizona, past the House, past the Senate. We'll see what the liberal governor does with that. And what are the chances of this spreading around the country to protect your medical freedom? And two, we're going to talk a little bit about cancer, which is spiking, as you know, especially among young people. Dr. Huber, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
I really appreciate you coming on and taking the time. Let's start with the medical freedom bill. I know it passed the House. It passed the Senate. I don't know if your governor, was it Katie Hobbs, who's let's just say way left of center, that she's going to sign it. But let's talk about what the bill means to people in terms of their own choices when it comes to medical decisions.
Yes, I do think you're right that the governor's desk will be the biggest hurdle that this faces. And what this bill particularly has is that there's no discrimination allowed based on having had or having refused any medical intervention for employment, education, or transportation. And I wrote an article based on the medical freedom legislation throughout the 50 states this particular year, and there's about 10 states that have medical freedom on the docket. And the thing is, it's kind of been stuck since early April. In other words, there hasn't been a lot of progress in any of these. I just updated this last night, turns out only in Louisiana it progressed from the House to the Senate. But here's what's unique and different, I believe, this year. Whereas a lot of states have medical freedom actually in legislation, in the fine print, a lot of it relates to a competent adult may refuse medical intervention, or somebody at the last stage of life in hospice may refuse certain medical interventions. Those are not the strongest medical freedom legislation that we've ever seen. But this year, what these 10 states, and really quickly, that's Arizona, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, New Hampshire, New York, believe it or not,
wow.
Oklahoma, South Carolina, yes, Kentucky and Missouri. Anyway, what the feature is, no discrimination allowed based on having had or having refused a medical intervention for employment or commerce.
In plain terms, if I don't want to get what's coming, the hantavirus vaccine that you know they're going to start pushing and requiring, that'll be the next scare that we have to endure and live through, the next excuse for tyranny. You can't discriminate for me getting on a bus, keeping my job, any of it. Now, Idaho, I understand, did pass something similar, and the governor just signed it, last year, right? And Idaho,
right, exactly.
It's big. I mean, it covers everything. You can't keep a kid out of school for not taking a vaccine. That's huge.
That is huge. It is a year ago, yeah, last April. And so it bans mandates for medical intervention, including vaccines, by government, schools, and employers. That is Idaho state law. And then you have Wyoming, which actually has it into the Constitution.
Let me ask you, Doc, could a mask be considered medical intervention?
I would argue that it is, because it does have a physiologic effect. It has been shown that wearing a mask reduces oxygen to the lungs. It also has been shown that that impacts brain, heart, lungs, immune system, even the kidneys. To wear a mask, I would call it a medical intervention, because it's actually making changes in the body. And to mandate that, I think, is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, violation of informed consent. I don't think it should be tolerated in the United States.
Well, I have already put the gauntlet down that if anybody thinks they're going to get a mask on me or a vaccine in me with this latest scare, you don't even attempt it. We will just be happy to part ways. There's no chance that I'm going, you know, I resisted and refused last time, and I'm gearing up for the next one. All right. Doctor,
I'm in the same place.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why you and I connected years ago, and I'm so happy you're on now. I've only got about a minute and a half. I want to ask you about chemotherapy. A lot of young people getting cancer. The accepted practice is to go through chemo, and we're now hearing a lot of folks saying, wait a minute. We've heard about ivermectin and fenbendazole that is working. What is your theory on this, and how do you treat cancer patients?
Well, ivermectin has been shown to block all three parts of the spike protein. I consider that essential for anybody who has had the COVID vaccine, or has even, you know, worked very closely with COVID vaccinated people, or had an especially bad case of COVID back in the day, even if unvaccinated. I think ivermectin is extremely helpful for that. So I do definitely recommend it. I prescribe it for the people who come to me. Now, at our clinic, we use IV nutrients. The thing is that the reason that chemotherapy promotes metastases is it weakens the basement membrane of the endothelium. In other words, it allows metastases come into through the bloodstream. But the vitamin C, that's the main component of IV nutrients, does the opposite. It is necessary to build human collagen, vitamin C is. Using that, we make a stronger basement membrane. And so the cancer cells cannot penetrate so easily. So they can't get a foothold and create a new kind of colony. You know, it's been shown since 2017 that there's more metastases after chemo, simply because it does that. It creates new tumor microenvironments.
So you don't treat cancers. What about this fenbendazole cocktail with ivermectin? Is that I've been reading that they've had tremendous success, 8 out of 10 cancer retreating or going into full remission. Do you use that, or no? You have a separate way of handling it with your IV treatment.
I disagree with fenbendazole because it works like a chemo. Most people are not being informed, but it really is a weak sort of chemo. So So just like using a weak antibiotic against a bacterium, you're going to make stronger bacteria if you just use a tiny bit of antibiotic occasionally. That's why you got to finish the whole antibiotic prescription. Well, the thing about fenbendazole is it disrupts microtubules. We need microtubules. Those are essential to bodily function. But because it is, you know, it acts as weak chemo, but it's over the counter, people think, oh, great, well, I don't have to buy the expensive chemo because here's a weak thing that, and when you look into those studies, what they didn't admit is those people were on a ton of supplements, and the earliest study I saw was only 4 patients, even though it was highly touted, and they were all on high-dose vitamin D.
Got it.
Well, vitamin D has very well-established anti-cancer effects, dozens of anti-cancer effects, and it coordinates the immune system.
I'm going to want to have you back on, and we've got a couple of shows I'd love to have you on, so we'll stay in touch. You can be found at cancerdoctor.com, right?
NatureWorksBest.com.
All right, NatureWorksBest.com. Dr. Colleen Huber, thanks for joining me this morning. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for getting up so early for
thank
us in Arizona.
So
you bet. Take care.
Thank you for your great work.
You got. Thank you. Appreciate that, Doc. All right, Dr. Colleen Huber, Nature Works. I'll post that website for you. 818, fast traffic, instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
823 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I'm glad Jill does not have a traffic report due right now. Sorry, Jill, to throw you there. We were talking about home remedies.
And I'm going to summarize a story he just told me. He stuck a needle in his eye.
I did. Now, technically, it was an eyelid.
Okay.
And I poured alcohol in the needle.
All right.
I don't know what it was. Like, I woke up. This is years ago. I was doing Fox and Friends.
Mm.
Fox and Friends early. Fox and Friends first. That's what they call the show.
Okay.
So I was on live at like 5 a.m. So I got up at 2, had, you know, do my workout. In those days, I was running outside. So I was, what a freak. My neighbors must have thought I was nuts. Like, imagine 2:15 in the morning, I'm out running on the streets.
Yeah.
And come back, got my sweat going, came back, and I'm like, what the hell is that? My eye was puffy. And I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, I touched it, and I'm like, I think there's like fluid in there.
And all of a sudden, it turns into the scene from Rocky.
So, cut me, Mick. So instead of waking Jody up, which would have been the smart play, I took a needle. I don't even know where I found it. It was in the medicine cabinet. Like, we had in that house, we had the old school medicine cabinet kind of set in. The creaky door opens. By the way, in that medicine cabinet in the bathroom, there was a slit. For old razors.
Oh, I love
that's
those.
That's how old the house
that's
was.
That's old. Oh, that
do you know
is
where
beautiful.
The razors go? They go just sit in the wall.
They sit in the wall. That's so cool.
When we redid the bathroom,
right,
they're like, hey, what do you want to do with all these razors?
I was about to like bring you back to the topic, and then I thought, I'm going to let you finish.
Let me finish. Yeah, I worked it all out. Finish. I worked. All right, now, all right. I did the razors. So anyway, right back. I poked it, and it worked. So
what worked?
It was a poke and a little squeeze, and whatever was in the eye thing came out. And a little bit of powder, boom. You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell. You did because I thought, I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to call out? I can't call out. It's 2:30 in the morning.
But you're right before you're going on national television.
Isn't that funny?
You decide to stick a needle in your eye.
Here was my thinking. I couldn't go on with this puffy eye
because
I'm going to look like a weirdo. Right. So I'm like, I have two choices. Either cancel or take a shot. So I took a shot. I poked
it. Stick a needle in my eye.
I literally poked the needle. A little blood came out. A little squeeze. Gone.
Gone.
I don't know what it was.
I mean, you know what? From my running days, I remember it was a bug. Most likely,
I got
when
to
we're
hit by,
running, yeah. like, those bugs are coming at us.
If that's what I think so, too.
How many I've swallowed when I used to run? God, I used to run.
Yeah, I don't run anymore.
Are you kidding?
I replaced it with yoga.
Yeah.
I replaced it with yoga.
My body's like, you're done
with
the running.
I think, I'm in better shape now, though, than I was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, like, in my
house.
When
I was running every day.
Yeah, when you were running.
Way better shape now.
Yeah. Because it's a lot on your body. God bless the runners that can still do it, you know. And by the way, you said how your neighbors thought you were crazy. One morning, I'm driving to work, and I called 911. I said, listen, there's a guy on my running up my street barefoot.
he was like wearing sweats.
Yeah,
but he was barefoot running up the street. So I thought it was a crazy, you know, somebody had. Now I see this guy all the time running. He's one of those barefoot runners. But now at least he wears these, they look like socks.
I bought those.
He looks like he's wearing black stocking socks.
Yes, and they fit. They're for runners. Mm-hmm. They cover the bottom so you don't step on a, you know, something.
Right, because there's like on my street there's broken glass.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Gravel.
I used to run with them. And horrible.
Terrible. Horrible. There's no impact. Oh, my gosh.
No.
But this poor guy, I called the cops.
Did the cops show up? Do you know?
No, nobody followed up. Thank you.
He has no idea who called the cops until right now. He's like, damn it, it was Jill Myra. You've just exposed the whole thing.
Hey, listen, you're running barefoot at 5 a.m.
Yeah, you know, you ought to have the cops called on you. Yeah. All right, it's 8:27. On the other side, I want to ask you, have you had that experience being injured and then solving the problem yourself instead of calling rescue? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 8:27. What's next is Jen Ursillo. A38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right. So have you hurt yourself at home? Did you remedy yourself? Or did you call 911? Let's go to Roger in Morristown. Hey, Roger. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I was walking around in my sister's yard.
Yeah.
And sat down on a twig, a small branch, and didn't think much of it until it snapped. And the way it was laying in the rocks, it was set up like Rambo couldn't have made it better himself. When I put my weight on it,
yeah,
and it cracked, both sides of the rock, both sides of the twig came up and stabbed me on both sides of my ankle.
No kidding. Like some kind of a Viet Cong trap.
Exactly. Rambo couldn't have built it better himself.
Wow. And so you were barefoot or you had shoes on?
No, it went through my sock. It jammed me hard because all my weight was on it.
So
it was just so perfect.
Yeah.
So it got infected. A couple of days later, it wasn't looking very pretty. It was starting to just look a little pussy and swollen. And finally, I tried to clean it up, but it wasn't working. I packed it with baking soda and poured vinegar on it. And then it started to fizz and bubble. And it flushed it out and cleaned the wound out. And within a couple of days, I was fine.
And so no doctor, no clinic, no walk-in. So baking soda and vinegar, huh? Like what white wine vinegar or like the plain white vinegar?
It was distilled white vinegar.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
wrap it then?
I got a chemical reaction out of it.
How quickly did you feel a reaction right away?
I could see it bubbling and fizzing.
Yeah.
You know, that I knew. But as far as when did it get clean? But a few hours later, I could see it look cleaner.
How about that? I love it. I've heard baking soda, vinegar works miracles. And, it's interesting. It's so funny, Roger. If you had told me this story 10 years ago, I would have been like, come on, just go to the doc. Right? Now, I'm actually looking for tips. So there you go. Baking soda, vinegar. I love it. I think that's smart. I don't think I have anything even resembling an infection on my finger. It actually doesn't even hurt today. So I think it's, the peroxide right away, wrapping it right away, Neosporin, and you're fine. All right, man. Thanks, Roger.
You know what they tell? Yeah. You know what they tell the baseball players?
What?
Rub some dirt on it.
I told my kids that. Come on. What do you mean? Rub some dirt in it. You'll be fine. All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. To be old school again. I do miss the days when we were a lot tougher as a population. All right, Hunt, you'll be first on the other side. 8:41 on New Jersey 101.5. Driving away the next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. So we're talking about your home medical accidents and how you treated yourself. Let's go to Hunt in Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. I do love that the app has allowed us to expand our audience nationwide. It's nice to see.
Yes,
So tell me what your story is, hon.
My story is that I moved into a home, was trying to, you know, update it a little bit. I purchased some threads from a company there in New Jersey called Rug Style. You're supposed, they don't come with the backing. They tell you to put double-sided tape on it, which I think is dangerous now. My mom wound up falling down the steps because the threads moved.
I wound
up contacting Home Depot, who Home Depot told me to do a claim. I wound up doing the claim. The company said that they were absolutely liable. And once I looked into it, I found out that they had reviews where people were complaining a lot, saying that these were dangerous. And they've been doing that since 2020, and they never fixed them.
Wow.
I should have looked in that before, but I didn't.
Yeah, but you trust if you buy something that they, that it, if it's made its way to the store, you have a reasonable mm-hmm. expectation that the product is not dangerous.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
I wound up filing the claim, went through a lot with the company. It's called Chubb Insurance, and they have good reviews, but they have a lot of bad reviews also, and they're in New Jersey as well. I wound up sending all the information that they instructed me to. They wound up saying that the investigation was done. They investigated, and they said that they were going to say it was in my favor. They told me to send the medical receipts. They didn't need anything else. I sent the medical receipts in. My mom doesn't have medical insurance because my mom stayed at home. She was at home, so she never she was a stay-at-home mom.
How badly was she hurt?
She was hurt very, very, very bad. Very bad. To the tune that we were back at the hospital two or three times. Very bad. My mom has diabetes as well, and it was very bad. And at that point, they told me that they were going to pay for everything. I have it on tape. I have mm-hmm. it in emails, everything.
And what happened?
Once they got the medical bills, they didn't want to pay. They then tried to have someone come to my home without my knowledge and say that they needed to look at my steps. What do you need to look at my steps for? I have the threads and everything. They said that they wanted to see if my steps was the cause of the accident.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I understand due diligence. I understand making sure that everything is above board and kosher. But that said, if they told you they were going to pay you, now how did the story end? Do you have an attorney?
The story ended where I wound up contacting Mr. Greenberg, who's the CEO, and funny enough, Warren Buffett owns part of the company. Also, David Velez for Newbake and Greg Abel. I contacted all of them. Everyone ignored me. I wound up filing a claim with the state of New Jersey. New Jersey said that they were absolutely in fault because I have on record where they said they were going to pay the claim, and all they've done so far is ignore me.
So you're where it is now is you've been ignored. You need a Jersey attorney. All right. So I'm going to get you in touch with someone. I want you to stay on hold. We're going to get all your contact information, and I'm going to send this to a few of the attorneys that we work with and see if we can get you some help. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Hang on there, honey. I'm praying for your mom that she makes a full recovery. All right. Let me throw this out there to you. Are you in any battle with an insurance company that not paying up when you expect them to? I can tell you this. I'll tell you the quick story about the flood that we had in our house when a pipe burst and the long battle that we had to get our claim paid. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. The time is 8:56. What's next? It's Jen Ercillo with your news.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Billy's back. 9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am back as the promo says and the song says, Bill is back.
Well, you never really left.
Jen, it tortures producer Thomas
know.
He's on the phone right now, but he's so sick of this song.
He is.
He's got a new song.
Is there a new song?
Yeah. Yeah, here you go. His song.
Oh, yes.
He's sick of your song.
Have you heard this?
Oh, Thomas wants a new song for Bill. He said he's had his fill, but at the heart of the matter, maybe he just wants to climb his own ladder. So today we fill a dream by giving Thomas his own theme. He's producer Thomas, and to be honest, he's got so much promise. He's producer Thomas.
Wait, it keeps going this morning.
He's producer Thomas.
There's more.
And he's no novice, but he's an Adonis.
Wow.
He's producer Thomas. He's producer Thomas. And he always calms us and never stops us. He's producer Thomas.
Wait,
and this is
more.
His song.
And listen to the very
he's
end.
He's producer Thomas. Producer Thomas. Producer Thomas. Producer Thomas.
All right, Kathy said wrap it up already, boys.
Nice.
You know, I caught.
Kathy had to shut that down. It was
Kyle
going too long.
Kyle was bopping over there, so this could be a keeper.
It's a good song. I think it's got a lot. It's just, you know.
I mean, it's a little condescending in the beginning. So Thomas wants to climb his own ladder.
Well, I think that's more of a recognition of the ambition.
I don't know, Thomas.
Did you take offense to that, Producer Thomas?
I don't take offense to that. Yeah. I was just wondering what it meant at first.
I think it was
my own ladder.
It means he wants to surpass you and have his own show.
I think that should let that be the goal, right? Look, I'm getting old. Come on, I'm not going to do this forever.
Come on,
someone will have to do it. I love that it's a recognition of ambition, and I think the who's the girl. Screeching at you. It almost a little sounded like you, Jen.
Was it me?
I don't think it was.
Wow, no. After
the wow,
says he's an Adonis.
After you're an Adonis.
That makes me a little uncomfortable.
Wow.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
That, no, the woman in there.
Did maybe the band reached out to your girlfriend and she did that?
It's possible. I don't think it's her either.
Did she have a cameo in this? I don't know.
No, I do not believe she did.
I think it is. I think it was me, actually.
It could have been.
I might have recorded something and didn't realize it.
Anything is possible. I like the song, though.
Yeah, Thomas,
I like
it's
it.
Got
I
a, it's
spot
got
on.
A beat. It's got a beat. Dude, you got
it's
it.
Got horns. It's great.
Yeah, it's the band did a great job. You know what, guys? You outdid yourself on that. Thank you. Appreciate the effort. All right, let's go to Frank in Scotch Plains. What's going on, Frank? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? I'm just calling to say hello, first of all. And I'd like to mention about a 5K race that we're doing in Scotch Plains. It's a fundraiser.
Well, first, hello right back. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. Always appreciate a personal call. All right, tell me about the 5K. Who are you raising money for? What's happening?
So it's the Patrick Alaka Memorial Foundation. That's Patrick's 5K race to summer. We started about 9 years ago in the center of Scotch Plains. We originally started in Oak Ridge Park in Scotch Plains, and we had 45 runners, and last year we had almost 1,000 runners.
No, 1,000 runners. No kidding. Yeah. Tell me about the charity. Where's really cool. it going? Where's the money going?
The charity is a non-for-profit, obviously, and we give money to anybody in need. We have scholarships. We help people who are sick.
Really?
We help people with transportation to doctors. We people's homes burnt.
Are you on social media with this?
Yes, it's Patrick's 5K race this summer or Patrick's downtown race this summer. You can
so,
either one
so
will come up.
If you post this on Instagram, if you want to tag me on it or collaborate with me, I will accept it and share with the audience.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And this weekend, if they register, we have a Mother's Day discount.
What's the cost to register?
I believe it's $35 or $30. I'm not in charge of that part of it. I'm doing more of the sponsorship.
What's the discount?
I apologize. $10 off for anybody who registers this weekend.
That's a lot. That's significant. I love it. All right. Well, then definitely collaborate with me or tag me today or tomorrow on social media so it goes out so people can take advantage of the discount.
You got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Anytime, Frank. You take care, man. Appreciate you. If you've got a charity locally that you're helping fellow New Jerseyans out, I am always happy to collaborate or be tagged in it and then share with the audience. So, look, you got access to the largest audience in the state. If you've got the right cause, I want to be helpful. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 9:15 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
921 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, Kathy, you okay?
No, you threw that copy and it hit the volume for my headphones.
Oh, is that
and turned it up really loud.
Is that what just happened?
Yes.
So you'll be able to see this when they turn the cameras on Monday. What happens
he
in
is
here.
A, what's the word, a debacle?
I throw the copy, so I see
me.
The I've been doing it for years, I mean, to be honest. Every once in a while... we should do, if the video was always on, we could compile all the video of the weird ways the copy lands.
Yeah.
So I get the ad copy, it's a piece of paper, in a plastic sleeve. And but, since Kathy's over this mountain range of monitors.
So this mountain range of monitors right. is a very way good way to describe right? it. It looks like a forest.
There's seven in front of me.
It's like a forest.
Two in front of you.
Right?
Jill has two.
Yeah, but it's like a forest. It looks like the hoodoos that I'm going to see
we
in
call
Rice
it the trees.
Canyon soon. Yeah.
We call
so,
it the trees.
So I toss the copy over because she needs to get it and stack it. And then producer Thomas comes in and grabs. So for years, I've been throwing it.
Oh, it lands everywhere.
One time it landed upright
on the floor,
literally on the narrow side on the floor, standing up.
Straight up.
There's got to be a picture of that somewhere.
I think we did take a picture of it.
Yeah, that. And this time,
and it stayed there for a couple hours.
We just left it there.
Yeah, like an egg can balance, like on a certain day, you can balance an egg.
It was one of those weird things. So
it just now.
Anyway, so Jody's away.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got. You know, I've got all the camera. I've been checking the cameras. I want to make sure everything's all right at the house, and you know, and Jamie's mom's all right. So, you too. Let me tell you. So, I have cameras inside, outside. I get they're all over the place.
Can she see the cameras from the West Coast? Probably.
Yes, she can.
Mine on my phone.
She can, but I told her. I said, take the time, spend it with Michael. Don't worry about it. I got it. Don't worry. I got it. So, you were
not thinking of her. You were thinking of yourself. Like, I don't want her to see any of my calamities.
Right. So here's what happened. So this morning, I'm checking the cameras, and the alert comes off, and it pings me. Like, hey, motion at the front door. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Let me check. And because I've got inside looking at the door, and then outside, and the camera outside is pretty cool. Acteon follows people.
Nice.
So the guy, I don't want to give the company, but one of the vendors we use for our lawn that does the spray and whatever that, you know. The bugs and the weeds. So I forgot they were coming this morning.
Oh, no.
So I hear my mother-in-law answer the door, and the guy's explaining who he is. And I hear her asking questions. I'm like, crap, I should have definitely said something. So now I'm concerned. I'm like, I hope she didn't send him away because they always check. And it, like, I don't know why they wouldn't. I don't know why they even check. I want to tell them, by the way, just do the job.
Service.
It's outside.
Exactly.
I don't care. You don't need to check with me. Do it. So anyway,
I'm not going to turn the sprinklers on.
I watch the guy go back to the truck. I'm like, he's leaving. The guy's leaving. So I leave the. I now I'm in, and I'm not paying attention to anything here. I'm watching the cameras. He leaves the truck, and now he's walking around.
This is just now. This is
just happening. This is happening in real time.
You're watching this from your phone.
I'm watching it on my phone. So he goes in the backyard, and then the cameras switch. So I've got the perimeter covered.
Sure.
So I'm tracking him. He stops in the backyard at a tree.
Don't you tell me.
Hold on.
Don't you even. Don't.
He's facing the tree.
Don't even tell me.
And stopped. I immediately say, is this guy going in the backyard? Like, is he.
Is he going to waz on the tree?
I zoom in.
Oh.
I realize the stupid Wi-Fi here froze the picture. He didn't stop at the tree. Oh, I am all like riled up. I'm like, this guy is relieving himself in my backyard.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I went from worrying about my mother-in-law to worrying about the fact that he was going to leave to the fact that he's now relieving himself in the backyard. I went through all these scenarios. All happened in the last 4 minutes.
And none of which, none of them happened. Your mother-in-law probably just said, okay,
fine. It's a stupid Wi-Fi here. So let's just say this.
Wait, it's the Wi-Fi here. Not the guy watching.
Well, it froze. Okay. Because, like, my computer freezes.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. So let's just call him Sam. Sam, when you're working on the cameras, could we just upgrade the Wi-Fi here? I don't know, little booster maybe. How about that? A little booster, a little thing that we put right on the desk. You like that? No?
Notice how quiet my reaction
is. Yeah, why are you not saying
that? I'm not getting involved with you in management.
All right.
Sam,
Anyway, that happened. There's no topic related to that. I'm not going to ask you, has anybody peed in your backyard?
That happened recently, and it was a female Amazon delivery person.
Really?
She went between...
This is a thing?
Yeah, in somebody's driveway, and unfortunately, I could see part of the video I saw. She just squatted between two cars that were parked in a four-car driveway.
In someone's driveway?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a reasonable person would let someone in their house. Mm. I've certainly let the guys
use the restroom. That's exactly what the owner of the house said.
Just knock on the door. Ask me.
I would have let you.
Of course.
You know? Like, why did you have to leave the puddle in my driveway? Like, ugh.
Yeah, she probably got fired.
So disgusting.
Right? I mean, it's a shame because she probably really had to go.
Yeah.
And it's a shame if she lost her job over that. I mean, I wonder if do we know what happened?
I know. I could go find it.
I want to find out. I don't need to see the video. I have the visual already. Thanks.
I even saw it in
front. Yeah, can't unsee it.
I saw the frozen version, but when you saw this guy last at your tree, there was no puddle on the ground, right?
No, because the video froze. He didn't stop. I'm like, why is he? Wait a minute. 9:28. Jenna Silla with the news next. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, a little perspective on the coming crisis with the hantavirus. Your odds, I'm reading this from Dr. Robert Malone, your odds of being struck by lightning are more than 7 times greater than catching hantavirus in the U.S., 250 people a year get hit by lightning compared to 35 cases of hantavirus. So for all you influencers out there that are fueling the fire on this, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. They don't need to quarantine the freaking ship. They brought the people off. A couple of people died. You watch. We're going to find there were weird circumstances surrounding their death.
Yeah, they just brought it up to 5 people now.
So 5 are dead.
5 are dead.
So clearly... they're in a confined space, and what we don't know is, did 2 people contract it and how, and then were 2 other people helping them? They say the way it transmits to other humans is close bodily contact, exchange of bodily fluids, and prolonged exposure.
Right.
I wouldn't take a cruise. You couldn't pay me.
We're going to find out some weird thing that they were smuggling rodents on the ship or something.
Well, that's what I mean. This idea, but then you got some of these conservative influencers who were with me on the COVID stuff, realizing it was all nonsense. We should have never locked down. The distance was a lie. The masks were a lie. And the jab was poison. So let's just put it out there. Now we've got they're pushing again. These companies, there's a company with an experimental hantavirus vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's already out there. They've already developed it. So they plan for this stuff. So now they need a couple of dead people so they can create a panic. That's what they do. And you're going to have, let's kill a couple of people with some rodents on a boat. And it's the same playbook. Do you not remember? Corona started the same way. The ship off the coast of Japan, they wouldn't let them dock. Meanwhile, who died? 20 people out of 3,000? It was nonsense from go. And by the way, ivermectin worked. Pop the ivermectin, you're fine. It simply worked. And what did they do? Every news outlet, it's horse paste. You can't use that. Yeah, meanwhile, now we not only know it worked. Oh, by the way, it's part of the coming cure for cancer, too. just had a doc on earlier. Now, she prescribes ivermectin, but she does a cancer treatment that is, as a naturopath, with dealing with the mitochondria in your body. It's very, very cool stuff, and you have to check it out. Her website is natureworksbest.com, natureworksbest.com. All right, let's go to TJ in Freehold. What do you got for me, TJ?
Hey, I just wanted to follow up. I'm in the industry a little bit for like pest control, and it's a very rare thing. So, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything about like it's going to be a widespread issue. That's kind of ridiculous.
Of course it is. Hantavirus you're talking about. It's totally ridiculous, but people buy into this stuff. It's almost like they want to be scared. They feel like they're living in the movie Outbreak or something, and they just want to be scared. People have convinced themselves that zombies are real. Like you know what I mean? They convince themselves that aliens are real. They're not. I don't care what anybody says. They're not. It has nothing to do with a math problem in the huge universe. It's your government lying to you. They're going to do it again, and I'm not playing. I didn't play last time.
No.
I'm not playing this time, and I'm going to be angry about it. Anyway, go
Bill,
ahead.
But the real question is, the real question, Bill, is did you get out to the farmer's market for the good liverwurst?
Oh, I forgot. You know what, TJ? I forgot to put the liverwurst on the list. See that? This is why Jody can't travel this much. She can't be away this long.
I'm going to go down to Columbus Market and see if I can grab it up there from the Amish, you know?
Do it. All right. I will tell you this. After my show on Saturday morning, when I'm on my way back from New York, I'm going to stop at the Amish Market. I'm going to buy the liverwurst, and I will let you know how it is. I will have it on.
I'm looking for feedback. Please.
I'm writing a note, TJ. Thanks, man. I'll have a full report on Monday. Bye-bye. Have a good one. All right. It is 9:42. I forgot about the liverwurst. Oh, my God. Now I'm hungry. Because obviously they're doing something. Whatever they're doing, whatever the Amish are doing, they're doing it right. By the way, they don't get any vaccines. Lowest cancer rates. Almost no heart disease, almost no diabetes, almost no autism. Actually, no autism. Think about that for a minute. So the liverwurst obviously has to be good. 9:43, fast traffic, instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Zero.
9:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I got to get out of here, guys. Natureworksbest.com. That is the website for Dr. Colleen Huber. She is a naturopathic doctor, and that means they use a lot of holistic procedures, and she has a very, very high rate of her cancer patients going into remission. And it's interesting because the traditional chemotherapy that everyone talks about has so many adverse side effects that there's a huge movement in the country away from chemotherapy. But remember, the big hospitals, they're making a lot of money on you being sick. So they're not interested in natural healing. They're not interested in changing your diet. They're not interested in having a realistic conversation. Let's face it, the hospitals during COVID wanted to vent you. It was more money. They wanted that COVID diagnosis on your death certificate. More money. So that's the problem, that there's so much profiteering in medicine that you are not only paying through the nose on your insurance costs and let's face it, look at the insurance costs that are impacting our school budgets. And a lot of that is that Americans are sick. We're a fat country. We're a diabetic country. We're a cancer-ridden country. We're unhealthy. And thank God RFK is where he is, and I wish President Trump would get out of his way a little more to let him do more. You know, they have you all hopped up and focused and worried about things like nitrates, when in reality, the nitrate in the bacon has no bad effects to you. If you start reading about people that process food, it's you know, the idea of preserving food, the idea of making sure that harmful bacteria doesn't hurt you. All those things are okay. And there's hundreds fold more nitrates in vegetables. So the point is that just do some research, do some reading. You know, for me, I was just telling Jill about the fact that I only drink raw milk and raw cream. And my stomach's in the best shape it's ever been. Why? Because I've got now the balance of what you need in your stomach for your proper digestion. How many of you are on statins right now for your blood pressure and everything else and your cholesterol and all the different drugs they give you, and how much of that could be solved by a long-term diet change? So all I would suggest is do the research, and I'm going to tell you, there's an account you should follow on Instagram, Sama Hul, S-A-M-A, two names, Sama Hul, S-A-M-A-H-O-O-L-E. And you're going to benefit from it. And if you want to look at the alternative or ask questions of these medical practitioners and doctors out there, go to natureworksbest.com, fill out the form and ask your questions. You know, do the research. Don't take it from me. As I said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm well read. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. It's going to be another busy Friday tomorrow. I can't believe the week is almost over. Enjoy the weather today. Looks like the sun's already coming out. Have an awesome, awesome day, and have a great meal for lunch and just relax and enjoy some friends and sunshine and some good food. I'll talk to you later.